Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. The 23rd day of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in Surah Zumar, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَذَبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَذَّبَ بِالصِّدِّقِ إِذْ جَاءَهُ أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوَى لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And who is more wrong than the one who lies about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lies again in the truth that when it comes to him, is there not in Jahannam, in hellfire, a place for the disbelievers? Subhanallah, Islam is all about truth. It's all about truth and about not lying. And the greatest truth is La ilaha illallah. Because people say, oh, just, yeah, you have to be righteous. Of course, you have to be a truthful person. You have to speak the truth in everything you do. But specifically, when it comes to Allah, what is the greatest lie you can invent against Allah? Is to say that he has a son, or he has this or that, things that he doesn't have. To attribute something to Allah that does not belong to him, or to attribute something of Allah to someone else. You're violating the Tawheed. So Allah says, who is worse? فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ. Who is worse than the one who lies upon Allah and lies in the truth when it comes to him, i.e. Quran and Sunnah. Rejecting. A kafir is someone, remember, someone who rejects, someone who covers. It is actually from the word, kafir is in terminology, Arabic terminology, is a farmer who covers the seeds in the earth. Here, it means covering the truth, denying the truth. So one of the greatest lessons we learn from this, number one, a Muslim should always speak the truth, should never lie, and specifically should not lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should always keep his tawheed pure. And when the truth comes to them, i.e. Quran and Sunnah, they have to believe in them. If not, if they deny that, then this is the description of a kafir, a disbeliever. And a kafir, according to, contrary actually to popular decision, popular opinion in the West these days, where people say, oh, it's used as something condescending and this and that. No, Allah uses in the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, kafir, ulaika humul kafirun. But now, Western Muslims are very, very careful with this word, that it's somehow, oh, it's like a bad word. It's used to, like, you know, to talk bad about people. No, this Allah says kafir, it's kafir. SubhanAllah.